What is up, ladies and gentlemen? I am Neil Wiley, and I am back for Iconic Podcast Show. Today's subject, we are going to be talking about the new Marvel movies that are going to be coming out in the next several years. Now, honestly, I'm a fan of comic books, especially Marvel. Marvel has been making some of the best movies out there today. Some of them, like, trying to keep up with X-Men, kind of, some of them fell short. I'm not going to lie, Days of Future Past was great. But I'm just going to, I have a list here, wrote up of all the movies that are coming out. And I'm just going to talk a little bit about each one. So, sorry about that, guys. So let's see if we can't get this party started or what. So, the first one that we all know that's coming out is Avengers Age of Ultron. Now, this one, apparently, the suit becomes self-aware, and this is supposed to take place after Iron Man 3. So the suit becomes self-aware, and then all of a sudden just starts rebuilding itself and rebuilds all these other, like, multiple clones of himself, and becomes, like, the ultimate bad guy in this one. Honestly, I'm not gonna lie, I didn't know who Ultron was going into this. But now that I know, I have a good idea, and from what I've seen, the movie is going to be spectacular. One thing that fans did complain about is that they had Captain's shield ripped in half. Now, in some parts, I think someone said that it was in a comic book. I haven't read the comic book for this one yet, but they say mainly it's the death for Captain America, because half the shield is stuck inside of him. But again, they have, like, multiple Avengers that are planning to come out soon, and another Captain America movie, so I don't know how that's going to work out, but I guess we'll just have to sit there and wait and see what... Jeez, I'm sorry, guys. I'm really tired. And the next one on the list is Ant-Man. I don't know too much about Ant-Man, other than he has his, like, little helmet that helps him shrink, and then grow to... I think he grows big or something. I don't know. I really haven't paid attention to Ant-Man. But they actually found out who's going to play him. And it's going to be Paul Rudd. And Paul Rudd is kind of good. I've seen him in more comical stuff. So I don't know if it's going to be comedy-based or serious. Because I've only seen Paul Rudd in comedies, basically. So, and the bad guy is supposed to be Yellowjacket. Again, I don't know who that is. But this makes me question that will his girlfriend... I think she's... I can't remember her name to save my life. It'll probably come back to me when I'm... But... Yeah, Wasp. That's who it was. Wasp. If she's going to make an appearance on here as well. Because they're building up for the Avengers movie, and they're trying to get as many people as they can. And Ant-Man and Wasp are part of the Avengers. So... Maybe. That's what's going on. So... But we'll see. I don't know if it's going to be a one-hitter or what, so we'll just see if they... And if everyone has seen on YouTube, Fox did come out with a new Fantastic Four trailer. I'm not going to lie, I looked at it and I thought it looked awesome. Now, there's a big debate about this. A lot of people are debating, is it a reboot or is it an origin story? And when most people were saying that it's an origin story, they were kind of confused, mainly because the guy who is playing Johnny Storm, and the first one was Chris Evans, who is Captain America now. And they figured, you know, we can't really have that in the same universe. I mean, it's bad that they even made an achievement for it. And Lego Marvel superheroes. To where if you and another friend play online, one person plays as Captain America, another person plays as Johnny Storm. And the achievement's called, is, have I seen you before? I believe that's what it was, but anyway, that's the joke. But back to what I was saying is, there's a debate, mainly because if they said that it's an origin, but the guy who's playing Johnny Storm is black. Now, and I also joked around and be like, okay, so the way I see it is Johnny Storm was black. He had what Michael Jackson had, and literally had to bleach his whole entire body white, and then he ended up looking like Chris Evans. It makes sense now. They dyed his hair, they dyed his skin, so yep, you're pretty much looking at the black Christopher Evans, ladies and gentlemen. That was pretty lame. I'm not even going to go into that. But I could be sure it honestly put my money that saying that it is a reboot. And that the graphics on it look amazing. Especially for Thing. I don't know who's playing Thing. But they actually made him more realistic and more... Oh, how do you say that? No, I'm not going to say geometrical. That's not pretty... That's not the word I'm looking for. But made him more earthly looking, you know, with boulders and stuff. Mainly looking like, you know, he came out of like a mountainside, almost like the rock biter off of The Neverending Story, if most of you people can actually remember that movie. If anyone remembers a rock biter, that was the first ever thing ever. Okay, I need to get back in the present day. That's like billion years ago. Okay, and I was mentioning this next one earlier. It's Captain America: Civil War. That is the official title for it, because I've actually looked up on YouTube, and I know this is really bad, but there's people filming the ending of the Avengers: Age of Ultron. And it did show Captain America and Iron Man working. Well, yeah. Well, Steve Rogers and them working. And they're sitting there chopping wood in the backyard or in the front yard or something. And they started talking, you know, kind of giggling on. And then all of a sudden they got on a serious note. And Tony Stark was like, so what are you saying? You're better than me now? Because everyone knows that Tony Stark respects Captain America or Steve Rogers mainly because his dad was best friends with Steve Rogers and he was an American hero. And Captain America has a respect for Tony Stark, but at the same time feels that he doesn't need to wear a suit that enhances his ability when Captain America got stuff from a bottle, which they referenced in the first Avengers movie. Now, from what I get from the Civil War, is there's also supposed to be Wolverine, and everyone here that Wolverine is supposed to be done right after this next X-Men movie. I don't know if he is, per se, but I'll be depressed if it is the last time he's going to be in that movie. But I know Wolverine is supposed to be joining on the side of either, I think it's Tony Stark or Captain America, I can't remember. And Spider-Man is actually supposed to intertwine into that as well. Because there's a lot of people who are confused, thinking, oh, Spider-Man ain't a part of the Avengers. Yes, he is. He is a part of the Civil War. And a lot of people forget that. Okay, so to the next movie, X-Men Apocalypse. Just what I was talking about with this possibly being Wolverine's last run as, well, Hugh Jackman's last run as Wolverine. Honestly, I can't see excuse me, I can't see anyone else playing Wolverine other than Hugh Jackman. He has done an explicit job. From the first movie, he kind of was just trying to find his character, but now since he's been playing him for a long time, that's the only person you can see him as now. You can't imagine it as anyone else. But the thing is he, there's a lot of rumors saying that is he going to die? Honestly, I can't even tell you if he's going to die or not. Because, well, if you look at it, he's has titanium, well, not titanium alloy. Well, he has that metal coating over his skeleton, so it'd be kind of hard to kill Wolverine for real. But who knows? And there's also rumors that, or there's rumors that he's going to join the Horsemen, which was actually in the comic books, mainly turning him into an anti-hero. Well, not an anti-hero, but a bad guy. Because Wolverine is one of the biggest anti-heroes out there. Well, out of however many that are out there. So, but, okay, then they also brought up, is Cable going to be in this? It would actually make more sense, because when you think, they did Days of Future Past, and Cable literally jumps through time trying to find Mr. Sinister, or Dr. Sinister, I can't remember, been a while since I played the Deadpool game, but that also brings up another question, is Deadpool going to be in there? There's been a lot of talk about people saying, is there going to be a Deadpool movie? Is it going to be this year? Is it going to be next year? Honestly, I want to see this happen, but they're talking about, since, you know, Marvel does its own little, you know, oh, we're going to put an Easter egg at the end of the movie, so that way you guys know what's coming up next. And obviously, I'm excited. Because they said if they're going to do that, they're probably going to do it as promotion for Deadpool. Because everyone knows that Cable can't go together without Deadpool. But, again, you know, this is all rumors, speculations, and I would love to hear you guys' input in when I post this. So feel free to write down any comments, join in the conversation. That would be great. And I'll try to answer and tag along as much as I can. Okay. So, X-Men Apocalypse. Death of Wolverine. Birth of Cable. Well, and the rise of the fourth wall breaking Merc with the mouth. Who knows? But we'll possibly see it within the next year. Next one, Gambit. Now, everyone knows that the guy who played Gambit was, that was in X-Men Origins. I believe he was from the Vampire Diaries. Am I correct? I don't know. Honestly, I think he did a better job, and he has more of the look and more of the class for Gambit. Because Gambit's a Cajun sound man down in New Orleans with a gambling prop. But he is a mutant, nonetheless, and he is one of the best people that can carry a staff and knows how to use it. I would love to see him in a match between Donatello and Nightwing, or even Robin as well. That would be a match I'd pay to see. But in my opinion, my God honest opinion, I know Channing Tatum is a great actor, and if you guys don't know who Channing Tatum is, apparently you've been under a rock for the last several years, because he has played on movies like, well, he got his first gig as a Calvin Klein model, which all the girls, oh my god, he's so hot, whatever. And then Step Up came out, which brought a whole lot of Step Ups that just were dumb. But the one that he got most popular for, in my opinion, other than chick flicks, would have to be 21 Jump Street and 22 Jump Street. Him and Jonah Hill, just chemistry's there. Perfect. Amazing. Just, he brings a little bit of comical, which Gambit kind of has a little bit of that, but it's kind of smart-assy, like Deadpool kind of style. And my brother actually agreed with me on this, that maybe Ryan Reynolds should play him, but we prefer Ryan Reynolds to play Deadpool. And that is the way that it needs to happen. So, I want to know what you guys' opinion on Channing Tatum being Gambit. I mean, from the concept art they made, he looks pretty good. I'm not going to lie. But is his acting skills enough for it to possibly make a Gambit 2? I don't know. Okay, next thing on the list is Doctor Strange. Now, I don't know too much about Doctor Strange other than what I got from, oh, what was it? I can't even remember now. But from what I got from the Ultimate Spider-Man on Disney XD. That and Marvel vs. Capcom, but anyway. Who is going to be playing the mystical lord of secrets and all this other stuff? Well, we found out, and it's a guy known as Benedict Cumberbatch. I hope I said that right. Benedict Cumberbatch, who, if you guys don't know, he is from the TV show and BBC Sherlock. You guys, and he of course plays Sherlock Holmes. So, honestly, he does have the look for him, and honestly, I think he's going to do great. Because I've seen some of the Sherlock episodes, and he does a phenomenal job. And the fact that the show has been out for 5 years is just a testimony in itself. And I wish it the best, and I wish him the best. Because he's going to play a great Doc Strange. I'm waiting for that. Okay, next movie, The Sinister Six. Now, we all seen, hopefully all of us have seen the end of Amazing Spider-Man 2. Or literally tried to pry ourselves out of the chair watching it. But they did hint of a Sinister Six movie. And if you haven't watched Spider-Man, The Amazing Spider-Man 2, I suggest you stop listening or at least skip past this, because I'm going to talk a good long while on this. So, first they come up with Electro, who is still alive, and they come out with the Green Goblin. Then at the end they show the Rhino, which was the guy who was speeding through traffic in a garbage truck, if I'm not 100% sure. Which is stupid. They could have picked a whole lot better person than Paul Giamatti to play the Rhino. But we're going to have a Doc Ock. We're going to have a Hunter. Mysterio. And they're hopefully going to find something for Venom. Now, if any one of you have watched Spider-Man 3, and some of you guys are rolling your eyes like, oh my god, I can't believe you brought up that movie was dumb. There's some people who liked Spider-Man 3. I was not a fan. I mean, the story was great. James Franco did an amazing job. And Tobey Maguire will always be the best Spider-Man, in my opinion. He just had that adorkable thing about him, you know what I mean? But having Eric Foreman play him, it just doesn't work. But from what I hear, it's supposed to be one of the bullies, which is Flash Thompson. Now, if they have Flash Thompson play as Venom, that would be awesome. Because there's multiple Venoms. There's either the Harry Osborn Venom, or there's the Flash Thompson. Well, if I am correct, oh, forgive me, guys, forgive me. I haven't had enough sleep, so forgive me, I'll try to stay up there. Sorry if I caused you to yawn. But if I remember correctly, it went from It went from Harry Osborn to Flash Thompson. So I think they might, if they do this, they might have it as Flash Thompson, mainly because he's one of the bullies, and he was on Amazing Spider-Man 1 and 2, and he was on, oh, what was it? Crap, I can't think. I can't even think now. He was on the original Spider-Man as the one who tried to beat up Peter Parker until, like, he dodged the fist or something like that. But the major debate is it going to be the Amazing Spider-Man 6, Sinister 6? Or are they going to completely just trash the whole idea of it being part of the Amazing Spider-Man trilogy and just make the new versions of them? Because honestly, I think they could have made the Rhino suit, or they could have just made him like a mutated Rhino, which would have worked perfectly for me. But then again, you know, why does my opinion matter? I'm just a podcaster. That's all I do. I just sit here and talk about stuff that people want to hear. Okay. And the next one that is coming up, and I'm actually pretty excited for this one. The Destroyer, the Assassin, the Smartass Raccoon, the Jock and the Tree are going to be back for Guardians of the Galaxy 2. Yes, I'm really looking forward to it, because honestly, I have to say, Rocket and Groot, they made the movie. I can care less about Batista playing Drax. He did okay. I mean, he kind of looks like he looks like a guy that kind of used steroids and his muscles are draggy and just doesn't look at all right to me. And from what I hear, the whole cast is coming back. Even Norman Reedus. No, not Norman Reedus. Why the hell did I say that? Michael Rooker, whatever his name is, from The Walking Dead, who played Daryl's brother. He's going to be making his return back. And this is supposed to be leading up to the Infinity Wars, from what I heard. Because if we know, and if you guys haven't seen Guardians of the Galaxy still, do not listen to this. And if you don't care about spoilers, I will tell you anyway. Because if I am correct, Thanos has an Infinity Gauntlet, and he's trying to get all the stones. And Peter Quill, or Star-Lord, has one of them that he turned to the Nova Core. That also begs another question. Are they going to make a Nova movie? Or have it in Guardians of the Galaxy 2? Is Nova going to be part of the Guardians of the Galaxy? Because that's originally where Nova came from. He's from the Nova Core. He's supposed to be the smart ass who, you know, who was top of his class, does everything by the book, but also is a smartass, he's cocky, he's arrogant, and he likes to one-up and show up everyone else. And who is going to be the bad guy? Are they finally going to go after Thanos? Or is there going to be a new guy in the midst? I don't know. So all I know is I'm waiting to hear Vin Diesel talk as Groot one last time and hearing Bradley Cooper play Rocket. I can care less about everyone else, but is this something about Groot and all of them? And hopefully Groot is back to his tree form. I mean, he's adorable as a plant, don't get me wrong. And I can bet y'all can't agree with me, because at the end of the Guardians of the Galaxy, when he's doing his little dance and Drax is trying to look, see what the hell's going on, that was adorable. Don't you dare deny it, because I know you guys were sitting there dancing and laughing when it happened. But that also brings up another question, because at the end of Guardians of the Galaxy, when you stayed through the trailer, you know, waiting for possibly, like, Avengers 3 or something like that. Or Avengers 2, I should say. What do we get? We get Howard the Duck. You heard me right. Howard the Duck. If I am correct, that movie was made in 1986. I'm not going to go on a whim, but it's right after the success of Back to the Future, where they had Leah Thompson to come and play as the girl who takes in Howard the Duck. And Howard the Duck is performed by Bob Gale, who is also known for his movies in Chucky. But in this one, he is CG, and apparently Jamie Kennedy is going to play him, or it's Seth Green. I can't remember who was said the voice was, but that makes me question, are they going to reboot this movie? Is it going to be anything better than the 80s one? Is it going to not suck? I really don't know. But, you know, I'm willing to give movies a chance. Even though the old Howard the Duck movie got, like, the most Raspberry Awards ever. If you don't know what the Raspberries are, the Razzies, it's the Oscars for horrible films ever made. I mean, even Transformers 2 got most of the awards for that one, too, if I'm not correct. So, just bringing up a lot of questions. Is there going to be a Nova movie? Is there going to be a Howard the Duck movie? I don't know. Are they going to be acquainted with Guardians of the Galaxy 2? Nobody knows. Okay, it leads us to our next movie, the Black Panther movie. They've been talking about this for years and years and years, and now it's finally became a reality. But now you have to find out who is the actor, who is going to be the guy who is going to play Black Panther. Well, we found out who it is. It is, excuse me, Chadwick Boseman. If you don't know who Chadwick Boseman is, he is the one who played Jackie Robinson off the 42 movie, and he played James Brown on the Get On Up movie, which both movies were extremely good. I loved them, because mainly, I'm African-American. I love seeing, you know, as an African-American, I take appreciation for the especially since it's February, African-American History Month. Just to see these people like James Brown take soul and just make it like soul and funk and put it together and just make something unbelievable. I can't really remember what he said that he added. I think it was soul and rock, and he made funk and became the king of funk. I believe that's what it was. And he just created something no one's ever heard before, and it's just like, wow, this is amazing. Or when he played as Jackie Robinson, the first African-American player to ever play at the Major League Baseball League. Well, Major League Baseball. I mean, at some of the All-Star games, if you haven't noticed, some of them wear the 42 number, which is retired. That means no one can wear it because he was one of the greatest players ever. Okay, but enough about that. But yes, that is who's going to be playing the Black Panther. Now, do they have a storyline for it? I've heard nothing from it. We're probably going to have to sit here and wait for at least half the year, three quarters of the year, because it's supposed to be coming out, from what I saw, 2016. So, who knows? I have no clue what is going on with this movie, but hopefully they have a great storyline, because I know it's supposed to be building up to Avengers as well, because Black Panther is part of the Avengers. So, along with Ant-Man and Wasp and Doctor Strange and all of them. So, okay, now We also heard rumors of a Captain Marvel movie. Now, who's going to be playing Captain Marvel? I don't know. But mainly, they said because they wanted to start... They wanted to originally do a TV show of Miss Marvel. Now, honestly, I don't see how that would work, but they figured that, oh, hey, we'll just make a Mr. Marvel movie. Well, ugh, jeez, forgive me. Well, but they don't know who's going to be playing Captain Marvel. They don't know who's going to be playing Miss Marvel. So I'm just going to skip past that because I have no information on it. I tried looking up, nothing. Just absolutely nothing. And I also looked this up. Avengers Infinity War. Infinity War 1 and 2. There's supposed to be a two-part series after Age of Ultron. Question is this going to take place after the Civil War or before the Civil War? It doesn't specifically pinpoint what the era is supposed to be, because if you watched all the Marvel movies before, like, all of the Avengers happened, some of them fall into place, some of them were just like, what the hell did this happen? Was this before they tried to blow up New York? Who knows? I don't know. But the question is, are they finally going to be battling Thanos? Will the Guardians of the Galaxy be in there? Will Nova be there? Will Howard the Duck be in there? I have no idea. Because we know that the Infinity War has to do with his Infinity Gauntlet, which has 4 or 5 stones, if I am correct. Please do not criticize me. It's been a while. So it either has 4 or 5 stones that he has on his fist. And each one is supposed to be more powerful than the other when they're all combined. He can rule over the entire galaxies and known universes imagined. So, I don't know what's all supposed to happen. I don't know if Captain America is going to be there or if he's going to be dead. I don't know. There's been a lot of rumors going on. I don't even know if Thor is going to be there. Because from what I heard, they're replacing Thor with a black girl. Yes, a black girl. Now, I don't know if it's going to be a white or black, but I think that it should be a girl of Scandinavian descent. He, like, throws his hammer out wherever it lands on Earth, and I think it should be just be this blonde girl who's been, like, hurt so many times and, like, very strong, independent, tall, like Thor, and, like, have, like, a... Well, I shouldn't say a cheesy last name, like Thordson or something like that. Or Thordston or whatever. Something kind of referring to Thor. But I think it should just be a tall, skinny Scandinavian blonde woman from Alaska or Minnesota. Sorry, that was horrible accents. I'm going to have people probably kill me just for saying that. But also, there's rumor that the guy who plays Vulture from Captain America 2 The Winter Soldier is going to be playing in this movie as well. And he might be playing as Captain America. Now, I'm half black, I told you guys. Or African, if you want to say. I'm African, so when they told me that there's going to be a black Captain America, I'm sitting there like, I seriously do not know how I'm supposed to feel about this. Captain America just, like, riding down in a ghetto bomber and just start blasting the hell out of people, doing drive-bys and stuff. I just don't see it. But I don't know. I don't know if that's what's going to happen. That's just rumors. They might keep Captain America, or Chris Evans as Captain America, because there was some rumor with stuff that he's did that they're going to try to kill off him and replace him with somebody else. But again, these are just rumors. I have no idea. So this, the main question is, are they going to be battling Thanos? judging by it's called Infinity War, my best bet is going to be yes. And I have a feeling Loki will be involved as well. Okay, next movie is Thor Ragnarok. Now, if any of you guys have followed like Viking mythology, Ragnarok is supposed to be the place of the end of the world. That is where that is the end of the world right there for them. So the question for that one also is Thor going to die? Because in the comics, he doesn't really die. Because he's not of this world, so he cannot be killed of anything of our Earth or in other worlds. Because he's, like, basically immune, because he's a god. The only one who can kill him would be anybody of their world. So, the main question is at the end of Thor. Is this where Thor is going to finally destroy Loki, or what's going on? I don't know. Like, most of this, I do not know. I'm just going to tell you guys what I know, and you guys can make of it as you will. So, I'm almost done with the stuff here. Okay. So, we're just going to go back through here. Age of Ultron, Death of Captain America. Possibly not. And Ant-Man, Paul Rudd, Wasp going to be in here somewhere? I don't know. And Fantastic Four is going to be a reboot or origin. Like I said, I'm just telling you guys what I know. I think it's going to be a reboot, not an origin story. But make of it as you will. Captain America, the Civil War. Who's going to be on whose side? Who's going to be on Cap's side? Who's going to be on Iron Man's side? Hopefully we can see some surprise appearances from other people. X-Men Apocalypse. Cable, Deadpool, going to make it in the movie? Don't know. Hoping so. Is this going to be Hugh Jackman's last time as Wolverine? Is he going to die? Or is he going to join the Four Horsemen? Channing Tatum is going to be playing Gambit. We covered that. Don't know how he's going to act. The guy who's playing Doctor Who is also Sherlock from the BBC show. We covered that. The Sinister Six. Amazing Spider-Man Sinister Six, or the new version of the Sinister Six. Are they going to go on their own way and just make something that is less stupid? Or are they going to follow down the embarrassing, poor excuse of a Spider-Man? I mean, honestly, this is my opinion of this Spider-Man series. Just bear with me. I forgot another character that they're supposed to be putting in there. I think his name is Vulture. I don't know if they're going to have a young guy play Vulture or an old man like they do with most of the cartoons, but again, make of that what you will. Guardians of the Galaxy 2. Is Nova going to be on there? Are they finally going to go after Thanos? Is Howard the Duck going to make an appearance on there? The guy that we thought was dead since the 80s, is he going to make a comeback? Is it going to be good? Is it going to suck? Is he going to win raspberries? I don't know. Oh, Black Panther being played by Jackie Robinson and James Brown from Get On Up and 42. Oh, don't know if the story's going to be good. Don't know if they have a story. All I know is it's going to be epic. Avengers, Infinity War Part 1 and 2. Finally going to battle Thanos. I'm going to bet my money and say, yes, it's going to happen. It's going to be epic, and it's going to be the last Avengers, possibly. Because they can go with this very differently if they wanted to. Okay, Captain Marvel. Don't know who's playing Captain Marvel, so we're just going to skip through that. Ragnarok. Thor Ragnarok. End of Thor, or passing of the torch. Is he going to finally attack Loki? What's going on? I don't know. But hopefully it's going to be epic. Oh, I missed one. How could I miss this one? It is Deadpool. Now, I don't know about you guys, but Deadpool is one of my favorite Marvel characters ever. I mean, just He has an awareness of what's going on, no matter which place you put him in. If he's in an anime world, he'll know that it's anime. He'll pull out a giant freaking katana or whatever instruments he needs to get the job done. If he's in a comic book, he'll know, and he'll just talk to the fans like, hey, guys, watch this. Like, bring the attention to me, breaking the fourth wall. Now, in 2012, this is a rumor I heard. I don't know if it's true, but in 2012, one guy was supposed to be making this movie, and he turned it down. You know what movie he turned it down for? Spy Kids 4, All the Time in the World. He could have been making a movie that was going to bonify him as one of the best directors and best, and making like one of the best Marvel movies ever imagined, in my opinion. But he chose Spy Kids, which did not do very good. And that's disappointing. But honestly, I'm not going to lie. I didn't know who Deadpool was until, yes, I know, I'm a horrible fan. Even though he came in, I believe, in 91. And he had cancer, and he broke up with his girlfriend mainly because he didn't want her to have to deal with, you know, having him, like, all gloom and doom because he's possibly going to die. And then he goes into the Weapon X program, which he gets all the stuff Wolverine does, and test him out in the place they call the Deadpool, which is ironically how he got his name, because he was the champion of the Deadpool, which is where they sent people to go fight to the death, and Deadpool reacted fast, which is pretty awesome in my opinion. But he may, and just the fact that he's like one of the best mercs ever. Like, hands down, he can do a horrible job, get himself sliced into a million pieces, chopped up into, like, a pool of blood, and just form back like Terminator, like that metal Terminator thing, and just... I'm probably losing everybody here, so I'm just going to wrap it up. Okay, so mainly, after the success of X-Men Origins Wolverine, which it showed Ryan Reynolds as Deadpool, and he was called the Merc with the Mouth because he would never shut up. But he was a skilled assassin. Well, a skilled Merc, I should say. And at the end, they kind of gave him that final form as Deadpool, but they just made him just silent, which I could not deal with. He's supposed to be wearing a mask. He's not supposed to do all that other BS, or the fact that he has katanas coming out of his wrist. I mean, it's cool in a Predator sense, but no, it's not for me. I'm sorry, but it's not for me. But there was a trailer that was leaked out. Okay, it wasn't a trailer, it was test footage of a CG Deadpool where Ryan Reynolds' shape, and he was in his suit, and just... It was in the perfect environment. It was Deadpool being Deadpool. It was Ryan Reynolds. He knows how to be Deadpool. And for a while, they've been trying to put this off aside. Who's going to play this? And Ryan Reynolds says, if you're going to make it PG, I'm just walking out. You cannot make Deadpool PG. Well, you can't PG him. You can't PG-13 him. Even though they did it in The Ultimate Spider-Man, which I watched that episode a lot, mainly because Deadpool. Because they made Deadpool funny. That's, for a PG Deadpool, they did amazing. It just, Deadpool was never meant for kids. It was for the adults. For, like, the teenagers that all these little kids are like, oh, this guy's so cool. And so they wanted something to give to teenagers who are older. You know, have somebody that can break the fourth wall, can go into wherever place and know what's going on, and make up, like, funny jokes as he goes along. Like, he can kill 50 other people and just tell a bad joke and no one would care. I played the game. I beat the game. I love the game. I just love Deadpool in general. He's just... I think it's just because he has this crazy, kooky side, and he's just gonna just do whatever he wants and not even give a shit.
I mean, he would go to the worst possible conclusion and just kill you. And then he goes, oh, you were innocent. Oh, well, we all fall from grace. Something like that.
So, I'm a huge Deadpool fan. But, like I said, is he going to be shown in X-Men Apocalypse towards the end as a Easter egg? Or is Cable going to be in the movie as well? But the only thing we can assure you is that Ryan Reynolds said yes, and he is going to be playing Deadpool. And I am excited because there's no one else who can play Deadpool than Ryan Reynolds. Even though they tried to get the guy to play Siler off of, Siler off of Holes. I think it's Zachary Guasamo. I don't know how to say his last name. But the guy who plays Siler or Spock off the new Star Trek, they're saying that he should play Deadpool. Honestly, if he does it, I'm not even going to watch it, because that's just disgrace. I've never seen him play funny at all, and we all know that Ryan Reynolds is a wise ass, and if you watch Blade Trinity, you know exactly how Ryan Reynolds is. So, right, what we do know about Deadpool, Ryan Reynolds is going to be playing Wade Wilson / Deadpool. Is Cable going to be in it? I don't know. I hope so. Is Dr. Mr. Sinister going to be on there? Dr. Sinister? I don't know. Where is it going to be filmed? Is it going to be part before the Weapon X program? Is it going to be in the X-Force? Is it going to be X-Task? Is he going to be the evil Deadpool? Is he going to be the anti-hero Deadpool? Is he going to break the fourth wall? Is he going to be in an anime? Is it going to be... There's a lot of questions running through my head, because you can't really pinpoint Deadpool in one location. Sorry if I talked a little fast, but it's just... You know, it just... You can't really pin him down in one thing. What I think they should actually do is, like, they should have, like, I don't know, those old, like, British shows where they have the guy sitting by the fireplace with a book with a giant pipe smoking, and him be like, hello, I'm Deadpool. Bet you're wondering why you're here. Actually, why are you here? How the hell did you break into my house? Something like that. Breaking the fourth wall, and then kind of him telling his own story, rating how his movie went, and talking, like, making fun of, like, other stuff from, like, other movies that he was in, or all the other X-Men, or, honestly, that would be a great start to the movie, but where is they going to go with it? I don't know. Is it going to be an origin story? I don't know. Is it going to be Deadpool telling what he thought happened in his origin, compared to what happened in real life? Is he going to have the voices in his head? I don't know. But hopefully you guys liked this. I figured, you know, not my first episode, I didn't think that anybody would want to listen to me talk about wrestling. So I was like, hey, why not do something that everyone likes? Everyone likes a good Marvel movie. I like a good Marvel movie. DC movies? I might talk about them later. But I'll get a hold to you guys in that one. So, I think the next one I'm going to be doing is DC movies. So, hopefully if you guys stay tuned, stick around, my next video, or shouldn't say video, my next podcast is going to be on DC movies that are coming out. Because there's a lot of them coming out. There's supposed to be Batman, Superman one. There's supposed to be Suicide Squad. They're supposed to be doing a new Green Lantern, but like I said, I'm not going to get into that. I'm just going to tell you guys next time. So, thank you guys for listening. Hope you guys support it. Share it with your friends. Spread the word. And thank you guys so much. You guys have a great day / night / whatever the hell it is and where you're at. I don't care if it's Icelands or down south where it's warm, and in the Midwest where it's fucking snowing constantly. Or 70 degrees the next day. Whatever. So you guys take it easy. You guys have an awesome day. Follow me. Be iconic. Thank you guys so much.